Hey guys, join me in the closet. It's 7 minutes in heaven.
You guessed right.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Kevin. This is Cup to Cup, 7 minutes in heaven. This is where we're going to talk about sports for a little bit longer than 7 minutes. We're in the middle of baseball season. Hockey's coming in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. UFC was awesome this weekend, this past weekend. We got some stuff to talk about. We only have three people here, but this just so happens to be the three people that love just about all the sports. So it's going to be awesome.
All the sports.
Jason and Chris, or Jason and Jose, are limited on some sports. I'm not saying that we're like experts or anything, but we're usually the three guys that do the most talking anyway. So
we're pretty fucking about sports.
I'm going to start off. Mm-hmm. If Chase wants to talk about it a little
bit. Let's
do it. Let me see if I can find. I'm running the show. Jason's not here. So, you know, he's got
He's off in the desert.
Jason's currently talking with the stoner IT guy named Brian.
Brian. You knew he was a fucking stoner, dude.
Here we go. Let's get some. Ain't no dang gum puppies, all right? So, Florida State, probably one of the best weekends.
Fucking fantastic.
Baseball history, right?
Awesome.
That was goddamn awesome.
I mean, three straight sellouts over the weekend. The Tuesday game against UF, where they run-ruled them 19-4, was supposedly, like, people were just standing around the stadium. They had the Marching Chiefs there. They also had the Marching Chiefs on Saturday.
How badass that is?
They also had them on Friday, too.
That's awesome. They had them there on Friday, too.
Yep.
That's a whole new dynamic.
I saw the cops had to kick people off the back wall because people were trying to climb up in there. That's the fucking atmosphere that I love, bro.
When people are
fired up. Mm-hmm.
And these aren't – so, look, they are our rivals, UF and Miami. UF was Tuesday, 19-4. And that was –
19-4.
That was through, what, I think six innings? Seven innings maybe? I mean, because they called it because the Gators were getting destroyed so bad.
They're not good enough.
No, they're terrible. And against Miami, it was a Thursday, Friday, Saturday game, which is not the traditional slate. Normally, it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday, so more people can go. So the fact that these games against, frankly, subpar rival teams, because Florida's, you know, as much as D1 baseball tried to keep ranking them top 10 when they were 11-9, these are not the best UF and Miami teams we've ever played, and yet everyone was still showing up. I mean, complete sellouts, the most record-breaking attendance.
Mm-hmm. It's awesome.
Record-breaking attendance. It's fucking amazing. Link Jarrett is killing it. FSU is killing it. This weekend was without our ace. Hopefully he's back next weekend, Cam Leiter. And without our number three starter, Connor Whitaker, which from what I've heard, it doesn't sound great there. They haven't released just Link Jarrett has basically said you know, it's not looking great. He's not feeling right. Whatever, take that for whatever it's worth. He hasn't been ruled out for the year or anything, but just the way he's been talking, it doesn't seem like he's coming back anytime soon, which is unfortunate because while he's not an ace, your number three starter doesn't need to be an ace. He's the kind of pitcher that gives you 5 to 6 innings of two to four run ball. Like, his ERA is not going to look great, but he gives you a shot every single fucking game. And on a Sunday, you're normally facing the other team's third best pitcher.
Yeah, exactly.
So, like, that's the—I mean, he's a very reliable third starter. So that's a hurtful one. But Cam Leiter should be coming back. Hopefully, we get Ben Barrett back. He's been out most of the year. That'll be a big gain. And fuck, our offense is just sick. Our bullpen's finally coming into their own. And I love Link Jarrett's approach, man, because our bullpen is—it's so weird because it's like one guy will go out there and have a shit game. Just, he doesn't have it that game. The next game, he'll come out and have like 3 1/3 with 5 strikeouts and 1 hit and no one
fucking
runs.
Dominate.
So what I love about Link Jarrett after that Clemson series, basically what he does is he goes to his reliable relievers, the ones that he's been going to, and he gives them the shot. And if it just seems like they don't have it, he's not letting them work through it. And he's pulling them and putting in the next guy and be like, do you have it? And you know what? Normally, he does.
One of the two's got it.
Yep. Right?
Yep. Someone.
Yep. Exactly. Right. So that happened. I want to say it was Thursday night. He brought in Andrew Armstrong. We had like a three run lead. First batter, home run. Next batter, hit by pitch, pulls him, brings in Brennan Oxford, who goes 3 1/3 shutout innings.
Let's go.
So I love it. I love this team. I really wish I could go to some of these games because the atmosphere, the team, it seems fucking electric.
The Chiefs being there, that to me is so awesome.
It's genius. Why haven't we done that before?
I don't know. I saw that and I was like, why the hell have we not brought them, at least for like some of the bigger series or like the Rot? Like, that's such a cool.
And that's something that when you have someone like Link Jarrett, I said his name 100 times now. It feels weird saying it again.
Drink when Chase says Link Jarrett.
I know. Who is a Tallahassee guy. My brother actually played baseball with him growing up.
Oh, weird flex.
I mean, I wouldn't say it's a flex. Not like my brother was going D1 or anything. They were probably like 8.
I just want to say
it was probably a little league ball, but they did play together. I think my dad actually coached that team. But they played ball together in little league. So again, Tallahassee guy through and through. I think his wife is from Tallahassee. Went to FSU, was a star shortstop, still holds the record, NCAA record for most assists as a yeah. He currently has the record as most assists in college baseball history. So to have a guy from Tallahassee, went to FSU, loves this program, you know, rebuilt Notre Dame into a great program and left to come to his alma mater where he's from. And you can just tell he loves Florida State. Him and Mike Norvell, our head football coach, seem to have a good like relationship together, which I love, man. Mm-hmm. They're about the same age. Like, because I don't know if you know, Mike Martin.
They could be brothers. Let's be honest.
Yeah. Mike Martin Sr. and Bobby Bowden had a good relationship, too. So yeah. I would like, that's what you want. You want your coaches across sports to kind of have a good relationship, because I feel like if they didn't have a good relationship, if, you know, Link Jarrett was just kind of an asshole or Mike Norvell was kind of an asshole, then the Marching Chiefs wouldn't have been there. But instead, when you have two good coaches who at least get along, don't hate each other, you get to do cool shit, like have one of the greatest college bands in the nation come and play at a fucking baseball game.
We
could
be biased. We'll just say the great. We'd be biased. We're the greatest.
The greatest. Come on.
Well, my thing is, like, is it time? I mean, almost not all college fucking stadiums, but the bigger college stadiums have bleachers out there in those outfields. Like, I understand we're in a good moment in Florida State baseball history, and not every year is going to be great like this, you know. Yeah. We're 30-5 right now, which is crazy.
Killing it.
Crazy.
You know, that's extra money for the university. Mm-hmm. That's extra money. And not only that, you could stick the band out there in the outfield.
Absolutely.
And so create what, you know, the Cubs had, you know, which is, you know, the bleacher creatures out there being rowdy as shit, you know.
Or let the students go out there and like have beer and just
because they were having to turn around the students. That was the real issue. They couldn't get all the students.
Leave the hoity-toity Richies up there in the grandstands.
Don't call the animals hoity-toity Richies.
Well, besides
they're the fucking animals.
Yeah, but you know what they've always talked about doing is, like, they talked about building a new stadium right on the old IM fields. They talked about making that a stadium.
What would they do for parking for football?
That's the thing is a lot of the people that park there don't want to give that up. But think about if the stadium was right there.
There's a decent space there back there behind the stadium. In left field there is.
There's not in right field. There's not in right field. But you could...
So just do a left field.
Left into center.
You could definitely
add center for sure. There's plenty of room in left field. They could add plenty of bleachers in left field, and they should. I agree.
Let all your students 100%. Just go get fucking rowdy in the outfield and just create a whole different atmosphere.
I love it.
I'm sure it's something that's been discussed, and we're just blowing smoke here. But I thought it'd be awesome.
It would be cool.
And it was so cool to see, you know, all those students and kids, you know, fucking climbing that wall. The cops, you know, were obviously like, all right, guys, you got to get down. But still, it's like, you know, to be that excited to just fucking catch a little sneak peek, you know?
That just shows how far.
Give me a couple innings, you know?
And I'm going to say Link Jarrett's name one more time. Because
Hold on.
Yeah, there we go. Drinking game. Because he said, you know, I've obviously grew up going to FSU baseball games. I played for FSU. I've been to games after I graduated. And he said, for me, I think he was talking about the UF game. He said that was an atmosphere unlike anything he's ever experienced.
Nice.
That's pretty incredible. We got a couple big series coming up. Hopefully we can get Cam Leiter back. That'd be great. Because we've got two top 15 matchups the next 2 weeks. We got number 14, Wake Forest. And then we also have, who spent most of last year ranked number one. They've been up and down, but still ranked 14th. A lot of talent on that team. And then we face a top 10 Duke team.
Come on now. We're ready.
Really only lost series. I think they've lost two series this year, but really it's against Clemson, same as
What's
us.
What's Duke ranked right now?
I think 6th or 7th.
Depending where you look.
Yeah,
I can't. Yeah. I don't.
But
I don't
look, to be in the spot where we are compared to where we were
last year. For sure.
Oh, it's unbelievable, the turnaround.
For sure.
We went from, you know, the
23-31, and we're 30-5.
The elevation of Chase's expectations, you know, over the past, you know.
I was
months.
Pretty high on us early on, but not. It took about, I think, 11 or 12 games in is when
it
I said this is a top 10 team.
Next week, last week, where you were like, we're making a run at the championship.
I called us a top 10 team like a month ago.
You never say anything about no running a championship, you know?
Well, I still haven't said we're going to win a championship. Baseball is weird. College World Series. I said make a College World Series.
Yeah, we'll make a run.
You get to the College World Series, anything can fucking happen, man.
That's not true.
That's what we need to shoot for.
We've been to the College World Series many times.
Many.
Yeah, as the best team, many of those times, and didn't win it. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Anything can happen.
Yeah, like.
Negative, too. Yeah, negative as well.
Who knows? This could be it. We could win.
But, I mean. Jamie Arnold and Cam Leiter, that's a hell of a 1-2 punch. I would really love to have Connor Whitaker. And if not, you know, then we need some of these freshmen to step up. We need to get Ben Barrett back. So without Whitaker, it's definitely going to be a lot tougher, but still very possible because our 1-2 punch is as good as any in the nation in terms of pitching.
Obviously,
and our offense is incredible.
Offense, it seems like it's carrying us.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways. So.
And our bullpen, you know. After that Clemson series, which was rough, man, that was a rough series for the bullpen. They've actually been very good. Again, I like Link's approach.
Shout out Link.
Just you know, going to his reliable arms, and if they seem like they don't have it, he's not waiting on them, man. He's pulling it. He's tossing another arm and seeing if they have it. And so far, that's been working out. So,
come on now.
Poor Jason. He's in Albuquerque on a business trip. And he has been trying to get on the episode.
Come on, Brian.
He's running into this guy at the front desk. He said, we were joking beforehand saying this. The guy at the front desk, his name's going to be Brian. So fucking Brian. But he was like, best thing about Brian, quote unquote. I saw him in the elevator. He doesn't know anything about my name. We're talking about the internet issues. He doesn't know anything. Doesn't know my name. Doesn't know me, anything like that. He says, I'll try to fix it and I'll let you know.
He's like,
doesn't get my info or nothing. It's like, bitch, how? Like, what, how are you going to fucking? So, GG's, Jay. We're not going to hear from him tonight, yeah. I don't think.
No, unfortunately not. We did hear from him on the podcast, which you can hear on Thursday, though.
The first half, yeah.
You can hear the first half.
That's a good point.
As much as he would let his data go, he did it. He's like, I can't do anymore. That's enough.
He said he could only pay $1,000 on his bill. So
he's like, and got to go. That's it. That's right.
Looks like we got some. Wait a second. I got something for this, right? It's fantasy time.
Yeah.
Fantasy time.
That'll do it.
We're talking MLB baseball, fantasy studs and duds. Super excited about this one. I'm definitely prepared.
Toad's ready. One. Yeah, you were. I know somebody
that has, and I'm going to just call on him. Studs and duds. So your stud for your team, meaning this guy who carried your team, and your dud from last week who Kevin Stalling did not necessarily.
Shout out for the dud, Kevin Stalling.
Not necessarily carry your team for last week in a world of imagination. Christopher, I'm calling on you here. So tell me about your week.
Well, I was just as prepared. Also, I'm just happy in fantasy baseball finally got a win because I was so pissed off.
Yeah, wait till you play me, motherfucker. So.
Well, both weeks prior to playing you, I had lost both. I was leading most of the week going into Sunday, lost fucking Sunday afternoon evening, so I was really irritated. But then I got against these lovable losers. Nothing to it. Easy work. Got my first win.
Take it easy.
I'm not going to take it easy. I'm happy. I got a win. I'm feeling good heading into week four. But my stud, I can't remember if he was my stud last week. I was really fucked up last week. Marcus Semien, though, he's back holding down for second base.
I was really fucked up.
I don't remember Stud last week. He could have been. But anyway, Marcus Semien, he's crushing it second base for the Texas Rangers. I definitely knew who he played for before
I was
this.
Say, like, for the
Texas Rangers, killing it.
Nice.
He's doing
it. How many points did he get you?
Well, I'm just looking at – I like to look at season stats. I'm not a beat guy. I'm a season stat guy.
All right.
He's got 12 runs, a few homers, 14 RBIs, about 66 points. He's number two second baseman, so he's fucking – he's putting in some work. I know. I know. And then we're gonna look at my dud. I feel like I know he was a dud last week. He's Cal Raleigh, man. We got to pick it up, man. We're
Noel Gray. Come on, Noel Legend.
I know. We're 20th in catchers.
Keep him in there just because he's – a catcher.
I know.
He's got power. He's got good power. Just give him his chance.
He's got to show me this week, you know, what he can do. I mean, so far this season, we got 6 runs, a couple homers, 4 RBIs, only 28 points, Cal. We got to get those numbers up. If you're going to stay on Chris's competitive team, you got to pick it up a bit.
I mean, he is what he is. He's a low average, high power kind of guy. He's gonna hit you 25 home runs and bat you 220.
Well, then give me a few home runs and show me you won't be on the team. If not, we'll talk about it.
Just give me some home runs. I don't ask for a lot.
I'm a competitive team here. I got to win. I'm in the win column. I'm competitive now.
You just got your first win. So
it was against you, and it was glorious. Didn't we bet on that, if I remember correctly?
Did we?
We were probably drunk.
Probably.
I don't know.
Probably.
You have to Google
Somebody roll that clip. Did we bet on that last week?
Jamie, pull that up.
Come on, Jamie.
Pace, give me some. You got your stud?
Yeah, man. I got my boy, Ellie De La Cruz, number 2 ranked shortstop for Cincinnati Reds right now. Huh?
He's a speedster, right?
Yeah, he's a speedster. But you know what he did last week? He only had 1 stolen base last week. What he decided he was going to do last week was hit home runs because he hit 4 of them last week.
God damn.
He hit me 4 home runs. He got me 5, 7, 9 runs.
Oh boy.
He got me about 8 RBIs.
Which one?
He got me 9 runs.
What was it?
He had about 8 or 9 RBIs. I mean, when 3 games you get 16 points, 11 points, 7 points, that'll answer.
This is a question in baseball world. Is it RBI or RBIs?
Runs just RBI. In. Right? Is it just RBI? Or am I wrong?
Runs batted in.
Runs batted in.
Yeah, so it would just be RBI.
Why would you say RBIs if it's runs already?
I mean, that's a very good question. And frankly, not one I would have expected from you.
That's making sense, Kevin.
I've heard the argument before. I don't remember. I thought we brought this up before.
I mean, it's a very good point. That's something that Andy can answer for
batted
us.
Batted in, why do we say RBIs is the question. But,
damn, you quit making sense, Kevin.
I mean, look, I clearly need to drink more. So.
Kevin's still making sense.
This is the most, sense I've ever made on this podcast.
Yes. And my dud of the week was pretty easy. It's Tanner Bibby.
Wow, Tanner.
Come on, Tanner.
Sorry about that.
Well, because he got me -1.5 points.
Ooh.
That's not going to do it, buddy.
Must be nice if that's your dud of the week.
-1.5 points is a pretty good dud.
Tanner, this is do or die week, Tanner. Come on now.
God damn it, Tanner.
No, he's a good pitcher. He had a bad week.
Come on now, you get in there and focus.
I'm not like Chris. I'm gonna give you your time to work your shit out.
Oh, you got your time. You got a week. That's your time.
You got a week.
This is what I love, bro. This is look, in fantasy baseball is a little bit different than fantasy football. It's a long season. So people like Chris, they get frustrated with these good players.
It's like when he plays FIFA.
Then they drop him.
It's like when he plays FIFA.
Kevin swipes them up, leaves them on their bench until they find their way, and then boom, we got an all-star, you know?
Bro, half my team's on the fucking IL right now, so.
I know, dude.
Oh, I've lost 2 pitchers already. I'm very aware.
I see that. Looks like Acuña is finally starting to pick it up for me, so thank God
for
that, this motherfucker.
See? Aren't you glad you held on to him?
Well, I'm never going to tell him, bro. My name's not Chris, so yeah.
I'll offer you Tanner Bibby for him if you want.
Hey, I've never heard of a more fair trade in my life.
He wasn't quite my stud of the week. That goes to Corbin Burns, Corbin Burns, Baltimore Orioles. He had a good week. He was also a double star pitcher, so that helps out.
There you go. Yeah, that'll do it.
So he had over 40 for me. Speaking of pitchers, that we're going to get right into the dud, and we're talking about you, another Kevin Gausman. Kevin Gausman,
ex-Brave great,
Toronto Blue Jays. He went out and played the Rockies and just didn't have his best day. Okay,
what are we talking here?
3.2 innings, No, you already know it's bad when that happened. He gave up 10 hits and 6 earned runs. And he
was that negative five?
He snuck in 4 Ks in there.
He snuck in 4 Ks.
He didn't walk anybody, but he had negative 9 points.
Ooh, yeah, that's not good.
Not your best day there. Mm. But look, even though you're 0-2, Connor, we're not going to let you go. All right, or Kevin, excuse me, or Connor.
You have Connor on the mind because Chris is a big Connor fan.
Mm-hmm. We're going to find out here soon.
we're going to really get into that.
Kevin Gossman. So anyways, those are our studs and duds for the week, folks. So.
You should just drop them. Just drop them. Give up now.
You want me to give them up?
Yeah, give them up.
Fuck it. Drop them. Go.
You want to trade me Shohei Ohtani for him?
No, I will not.
You better be hitting the home run tonight because that's my bet of the night tonight. Mm-hmm.
Kevin's hot bet. There it is.
Monday night, April 15th at 9:36 p.m., the Dodgers are about to start playing, and I need Shohei Ohtani to either hit a home run or give me 2 RBI, even though on the bet it says RBIs with an S. So
you're betting on the guy who's currently involved in a betting scandal to hit a home run.
Hey, what better time to cheat when you're cheating?
Cheat when you're cheating, Shohei. Come on.
No, I mean, what do you think about that? You think he really you think he had anything to do with it?
I really don't know, man.
There's no way to tell.
Well, and like,
if he did, he covered it up good, right?
I mean, people all over Twitter, there's so much shit. You don't know what's true. You don't know what's not true, man. It's impossible to know, man. So until some more information from credible sources and not just James Johnson 2756 on Twitter.
He's always been my critic.
Wait, you're not trusting user 8775 with his full factual knowledge about the situation? You're not trusting him?
With no profile picture.
Yeah, which is the no picture. He's like, I've got confirmed facts about
the situation. It's hilarious because people with the blue check mark and 12 followers will like release.
It's official, man.
They'll release like a 100-page report on the deep dive into Ohtani that they did. And you're like, you know, I mean, if this is made up, you're really good at making shit up.
There's some bullshitters out there that can bullshit.
Bro, there's some fantastic bullshitters out there on Twitter.
Yeah, I mean, that guy's, I guess he's in federal prison now, right? Is that true?
Didn't they say he stole like $40 million? Because the original report was, what, like $5.3 million? The last report I saw, it was like that he had embezzled or stolen or whatever, like $40 million. I'm like, how do you not know his $40 million's gone?
Yeah, how are you just like, wait a second?
I mean, especially Ohtani, he deferred his entire fucking paycheck for 20 years from now. So,
I mean, that's crazy.
It's nuts. Mm. It's nuts.
One of the craziest contracts ever. Just
for
like,
sure.
I'm gonna play for pennies now. You just pay me for the rest of your life.
Yep.
Just pay me forever.
Yeah, you pay me 20 years from now because I got $40 million in the bank.
Did we resolve the NCAA tournament punishment that Kevin lost?
I don't know if we had the poll, but did we actually ever?
I don't think we have. Yet. I mean, I don't know.
We did the poll, and then we didn't say when the poll ends. We didn't say.
Well, we didn't say. Well, who's.
We didn't say anything after that.
What are we. With
let's look at the poll. Where's it at?
Where would you find that?
The poll, thank you for asking, would be in the CTC OnlyFans group on Facebook.
The CTC.
Where thank there's you. Plenty of funny stuff. And polls, when we have situations like this is when we need your help.
Yep.
Let's see.
So if you want to have a bigger voice on the podcast, you need to join that group.
So as of right now.
Currently.
Currently, 39% have said that you and Jose have to do the punishment.
Absolutely.
Versus 30%. Again, you will get no argument.
Is it this like the Electoral College type thing? You have to have greater than 50% here. It didn't reach the max number of votes.
Well, I do appreciate you guys, you know, because you guys are on my side. The rest of the 100%. Podcast, not so much.
It's true.
Well, I mean, we talked about it in our alliance. Oh shit, I was supposed to say that. That's my bad.
Wow,
we don't have an alliance. We don't have an alliance.
I mean, you already
just let it fucking flip. Shit. Anyway, yeah, it's bullshit that you're.
It is. It's horseshit.
Conversation.
Well,
for this,
I mean, we'll have to, if we're doing it together, you know, Jose comes in and out of Orlando area, so I guess we'll just have to figure something out.
Who won for like the group? Let's see, because I know
I think
Danny,
Jason won, didn't? Oh, Danny you mean? Won, sorry.
Well, no, Danny won the whole thing. But I'm saying like, who
was
the punishment?
I thought Jason.
It was Jason.
Group,
so Jason can pick this punishment for you guys. Yeah, shout out Danny Wan for. winning, I believe. What does it say? 94.5 percentile.
Damn,
good job,
Danny.
My
I think I had basketball. Did you watch? We're like opposites. So
that's really. Let's check Kevin. Kevin finished in the 26th percentile. Ooh, so
not 49th.
Not 49. Quite.
Look, quite next 49. Year I'm taking a different approach. I just want to throw it out there. Every fucking favorite going with.
I mean. And then it's going to be the year of the upset next year.
100%. Next year they're going to be like, this has been the craziest.
This is crazy. All four 16 seeds won.
God, one back to back. Next year it's going to be fucking the
Kevin
most
has a final four of all one seeds. And like, every one seed
is gone.
First time ever. They've all been eliminated before the Sweet 16. Kevin's like, just fuck it.
Son of a bitch.
Jose still wouldn't have done his bracket, so it didn't matter. Y'all be in the same position.
And yep.
And you'll both be doing it again next
year. He's like, Kevin's like, just fucking fuck it.
Let's see what else we got to talk about here.
He's back.
We don't have.
He's back.
We don't have a intro to this, but UFC had a crazy weekend over.
Well,
the weekend.
Why don't you tell me about that?
Sure. Yes,
I like. Let me. First off, this knockout between Max Holloway and Justin Gaethje. Okay. These two are fighting for those non-UFC fans. Just hear me out for a second. I explained this to my wife as well. They're fighting for what is called the BMF belt, the bad motherfucker belt, okay? Mm-hmm. And this is like not a certain weight class. It's just like, hey, you're the baddest dude. You fight these baddest dudes, you know?
Really? I had no idea about
that. Oh, yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So the BMF belt, and, you know, they're not going to obviously match up some heavyweight against some lightweight, but...
Were they pretty close? And
yeah,
I've seen the video, and they look like I wouldn't have guessed that one was like significantly advantaged.
Yeah, I think they got to get close in weight as well. I'm not 100% sure of that. I'll let Jose do that research. Give me some research on that. But as far as the baddest motherfucker, so Justin Gaethje was currently the title belt holder. So he's fucking walks in this ring. They go toe to toe. Justin Gaethje clearly losing the fight, you know.
That's what I was going to ask you, by the way. Because I saw the knockout. Or, sorry, I didn't mean to say it. But I was wondering, you know, who was winning the fight at that time.
Justin Gaethje clearly losing the fight. Max Holloway, who's known as he even self-proclaimed and probably, you know, most people agree, he's probably the best boxer in UFC. So this guy, and he, when he strikes, when he hits somebody, it's the power behind it. Like, he hits with so much power behind every fucking shot. And he's also got the record for most strikes in a single UFC match, you know?
Oh, wow.
So, two fights ago, he's, like, out here talking shit. Like, I'm the best boxer in the world while he's fighting somebody. And this guy goes to throw a punch. He, like, moves as he's talking and throws another punch and hits the guy while he's talking shit. It's the funniest shit ever. If you ever see Max Holloway talking about the best boxer in the world. So Max Holloway is known for, like, he's a bad motherfucker. Both these guys are bad motherfuckers, but he was losing. Max Holloway is winning the fight. Justin Gaethje, the champion of the BMF, was winning or was losing as well. Max
was
Holloway
losing.
Was losing. Justin Gaethje. Max Holloway was winning. Justin Gaethje. The beer's kicking in immediately.
Yeah, I'm confused now.
The champion was losing, and Max Holloway, who was winning, was like, get in the middle of this ring. We got 10 seconds left. Let's fucking
just go at it.
Let's figure out who's going to be the baddest motherfucker, and this is what happened right here. I'm going to show you guys. Let's
go! Nice jab to the body by Max. Yep. Another hard low kick. Now it's forced him to change stances. That left leg is destroyed.
Yes, finally, all right, unmute yourself. You got 10 seconds. Look at him right here. He's like, get right here.
Mm-hmm. He's like, come on, get in. Stand right here.
And 4, 3, ooh. 2,
oh.
And he goes down.
Shit.
Two
damn.
Left in the fight.
Wow.
And was he winning or losing?
He could have just walked around that ring.
My goodness.
Near Rogan.
My goodness.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my goodness. An absolute stunner at UFC 300. Oh, my God. 1 second to go.
Damn.
Wow.
He could have easily,
that's fucking wild.
He could have easily just been like,
I got the win.
A lot of fighters do that with the last 10 seconds, and they know they got it in the bag. they'll
just kind of run around the ring,
throw a jab, move away.
This guy's like, nah,
that's not the way Max Holloway is, and it well deserved for the BMF belt, because you got to be a bad motherfucker
for sure. Justin Gaethje, point at the fucking spot.
Yeah. You stand right the fuck here. Just stand
it doesn't
here.
Matter how bad Justin Gaethje's losing. Justin Gaethje can knock you out with one punch, and to be like, I'm willing to take that chance. I'm gonna give you the opportunity to prove, you know, who the baddest motherfucker is. Mm-hmm. Get right here. We got 10 seconds left.
Just and then stamp right
knock
here.
Him out. Not only knock him out, but with fucking 2 seconds left in the match. The match was over. And I actually had I had money on the fight that it would end in a knockout.
Oh, so Kevin's like, come on!
So we, the whole time, like 15, 20 seconds left, we were just like, me and my buddy Paul were just like, fuck it, you know. It's a good fight. This is awesome. You know, we'll lose that one. And then when he did the point down, like right here, right now, I was like,
I got a shot.
And then he knocked him out, bro. We went fucking
wild,
crazy.
That's awesome.
Just like every UFC fan did. It was an awesome moment.
That's pretty fucking wild. Sick. I see it now. I see what you're talking about.
Yeah, see. So anyways, Chris, you want to talk about something?
But Connor's back.
Connor's back.
I'm drunk as shit on Saturday. I was like, wait, Connor's coming back?
Yeah, so
he's taking a break from his movie star career.
Yeah, I mean, he started his platform with Roadhouse, and he's just taking off from there.
That's all you want to say?
I don't know. I don't know the fight. He's coming back. I think it said it's in June. All I saw was like Connor's coming back in June to fight. I don't know who he's fighting, where he's fighting.
Manny
he's
Pacquiao.
Back.
He's not.
I was like, I couldn't see. I don't know enough to tell you if that's wrong.
Fighting Michael
not.
Chandler. This has been like a fight that's been waiting to happen, waiting and waiting. Mm-hmm. Dana White is like, you know, hey,
there's blood there?
No. Well, yeah, there is. Yeah. You know, they hype it up a lot.
Gotcha.
But the thing with Conor is, you know, and Dana White said that before, is like, he's rich. That's the problem. So he doesn't have to fight, you know?
Yeah, right.
So he can fight whenever the fuck he wants to, but
whoever,
you know,
whenever.
We're trying to get the fight going, and he's, you know, just like, oh, I got, you know, a fucking movie to do.
Yeah, I'm doing movies now, so.
I got promo for this movie, you know? Now I got to start, you know, ramping up my, you know, camp to get ready for this fight. So finally he's gonna be back. We'll see, you know, how he does.
How long has it been? It's been a while, right?
It has been a while. That's something I'd have to Google.
Yeah.
It's been a couple years. It's been a couple years. He broke his leg. Everybody remembers when he fought
so I'm assuming he's not gonna be the favorite.
It's been a while since Michael Chandler, not that long, but Michael Chandler hasn't fought in a while too.
Okay.
Michael Chandler, once he found out that he was gonna be Connor's next opponent, he kind of been holding off too, you know, just being ready, but the whole world's been waiting on the time.
Mm-hmm.
Now we'll
there
see
it is. But
now we'll see. They're just like, you know, both pieces of shit,
you know? Where they're like, well, this
or
was
it's gonna be a great fight, we'll find out, but
time will tell.
Anytime Connor comes to the ring, it's a fucking, you know, it's
a show.
It's a whole thing. Yeah,
he is the best you know, what do they call it, an advertiser, not an advertiser, but
like showman. He's the best, like entertainer.
I'm,
like,
I'm ready for his versus Jake Gyllenhaal's fight. That's the fight I want to see.
I literally can't stand you, Chase. At all.
You're waiting for what?
Can't stand him.
Jake Gyllenhaal. Did you see the movie yet?
Yeah.
Was it good? Did you like it?
Yeah, man. If you go in with the correct expectations, it is a very good movie.
I mean,
if
you
go
in
expecting
what it is,
a masterpiece, then yeah, man, you're going to hate it. If you go in expecting a campy, over-the-top, ridiculous, but entertaining movie, then you'll enjoy it.
Anything, person in the world should go into that movie expecting a fucking masterpiece.
If you go in expecting what I just said, you will enjoy it. If you go in with any other expectations, you're going to hate it. So,
as soon as I saw, like, the, you know, obviously the meme or the, you know, with the Connor walking in, like,
where the fuck is everybody?
Where the fuck is everybody?
I was like, okay, I know what kind of movie they're
doing. That alone shows you what it's like.
Again, you go with the right expectations, you'll love it. If not, you're going to hate it. So
I always thought, I mean, it's a great opportunity for him. I thought he's a great entertainer. So
I mean, he's one of the best parts of the movie. He's very entertaining in that movie.
So you think that he could have a future in, like, being a bad guy?
If he plays this role, it's a very, like, unique bad guy role. He has to be an eccentric bad guy. He can't just play
like not like
he can't. Yeah, he can't play a brooding bad guy.
Like over the top. Dumb, yes, you know. Kinda.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, the way he was describing in interviews, and I haven't seen it, obviously. I'm waiting on my wife, you know, so she's a busy lady. So I told her I'd watch this with her, and I bring it up all the time, and she's tired. So
and she's tired. So here we are.
At some point, I'm just going to give up on it. But what was I saying? Oh, what was I saying?
About something about in interviews.
Interview about
in interviews. Yeah. He was saying at some points he felt like in the movie that people would cheer for him. They would root for him during that movie. Like it kind of rolls reverse. Nope. No. Neither of you. Said.
I don't.
I never once thought to root for him.
Okay. So Connor. Yeah. Sorry about it.
Sorry, Connor.
But anyways, you guys got anything else? We covered a lot.
Yeah.
Good little seven minutes.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Jason gave about as much input as he typically does. So when we don't talk about football, that is. I do have one thing. Last week was about the worst week Liverpool could have possibly imagined. If you're a soccer fan, Liverpool decided that they wanted to ruin their Europa League chances and their Premier League title chances in the same week.
It's not completely ruined, but yeah.
It's not completely ruined. But they decided at home they were going to fuck up twice. So
who did they lose to? We'll see if I know anybody on those teams.
Atalanta.
Nope.
Yeah, you've played with them.
And Crystal Palace.
I play with Crystal Palace. I don't know anybody on Crystal Palace. But what was the first team?
Atalanta.
Yeah. You played with them before. But
That's not enough.
The Crystal Palace one, man.
Both of them were awful.
The Europa League one is like defense horrendous.
It was awful, dude.
The Crystal Palace is like
finish a goddamn chance.
We would have these wide open chances where like I'd say like, and I'm not even over exaggerating, 92% chance to score on this
and multiple times 92% chance.
And somehow, you know, a former player, Nathaniel Clyne.
Bro, goddamn. With Salah right in front of the fucking net.
So many. And, God.
It was heartbreaking because time and time again, you're like, all right, you know, Liverpool falls behind every fucking game, it seems like, and they always come back. So you're just waiting for the tie goal. And then after the tie goal, you know, you're just waiting for them to take the lead.
Late like game winner for the
that they've done all season. Yeah. And instead, it just neither one ever came and they lost 1-0.
And, you know, a lot of soccer fans don't know this, but this is Liverpool's coach's last year, Jurgen Klopp. Yep. This is the last year. He's already announced we're trying to find his replacement.
And he's a legend.
Goddamn legend. So you want to send him out on top. And it's just like.
And they're blowing.
You have the position to send him out on top and then.
Yep.
You'd blink for 1 second and it might be gone. I mean, there's still some games left. I think there's like, 5 or 6 games left?
Yeah, I think 5. But they need Man City and Arsenal, I think, to stumble.
Well, Arsenal luckily fucking
they did, but they're still – but they're tied with us and they have the goal differential.
Yeah. Well, for now.
I mean, they have it by like 7, though, I think.
Man City's up 2 points, so they are the defending champs. So.
Yeah, you need Man City to lose.
But, all right. We won't talk about the Braves losing their best starter for the year. Strider, he's gone.
For us to talk about it.
You just did, though.
Just want to throw it in there. Yeah, love you guys. Go check out all of our episodes, Cup to Cup Show, on all social sites. CupToCupLife.com is our website where you can find all of our merchandise. You can find all sorts of blogs, like Chase's blog is coming out soon.
It's coming next week. Totally. It's next week, buddy.
Totally.
It's coming up real soon.
That is the first thing I have on my list to do.
So he's going to tell what Miami Dolphins Chase. Players are, what players the Dolphins should be
deep insight.
And then, you know.
Yeah.
Love you guys so much. Bye.
Bye.
Holla.
Later, skis.